The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 8 a.m. And for those of you that were taking part in our conversation last hour, I've got another medical book here. It's the second U.S. Revision Emergency War Surgery NATO Handbook from 1988. Holding it up to the screen right now. There's another book that you might want to get your hands on. It goes into detail about how to treat various traumas that you might encounter. But in the meantime, on the local front here, with the fact that February coming up, we're 2 days away now. February is Heart Health Month. So what do we have? We have, and I take them, you see me take them on the show if you're watching us live stream, Strauss Heart Drops. That's right. And so we have a nutrition advisor for Strauss Naturals, Dr. Michael Garko, on the phone. Welcome, sir, to the program. First time up.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's great to be with you. I'm excited about being on your show. Thank you.
Yeah, well, and see, the thing is, we want to beat heart disease, and this is one way I believe that we can do it, which is why Strauss is very popular here. It's 10% off this week at the Power Mall, which, by the way, is now open 877-817-9829. And see, the thing is, when we take care of our hearts as part of our self-care, we set an example for others, and that's what's important. So, Dr. Garko, you are an award-winning university professor and researcher, nutritionist, consultant, writer, journalist, and radio host producer. What radio shows do you produce?
I had for 15 and a half years, I hosted and produced Let's Talk Nutrition. It was coast to coast, 500 cities, 5 days a week, 2 hours live, and we streamed it simultaneously around the world. It was a huge platform. We had thousands of people listening and watching that show every day. It was a privilege to do it. And now I'm on radio and TV every day. I'm on the other side of the microphone, and I'm being interviewed, like today.
Good for you. Well, yeah, but the thing is, did you have the opportunity when you were doing Let's Talk Nutrition, were people actually able to write in or call in and ask questions?
Oh, 100%. I mean, all the time. That's what you're on the air for. You know, I always would tell my students, it's never about you. It's always about the audience. And that's why you go there. You're trying to help people take charge of their health so, you know, they can live a better life and with quality of life and a long life. That's what this is all about. It's always about the audience. That's my orientation. That's my story, and I'm going to stick to it.
I've heard that song before. All right. So the thing is now you also are a journalist as well. You joined the ranks of myself as well. So the thing is that, you know, we're trying to bring news and information to people that's important to their lives, because as you indicated, this is what it's all about, is your audience. That's the reason why, you know, we're trying not to have the spirit of fear. We got into this thing of what's happening at the southern border, and I'm sure people's blood pressure went up during the course of our hour-long call taking. And see, this is the sort of thing, folks. But this is what I'm talking about. This is all part of our health, our life, and, you know, everything that we do in life is affected by what we eat, what we consume, and that includes information. So that's one of the reasons why we have Dr. Michael Garko on with us here, because he is affiliated with Strauss Naturals. So, you know, you've got a master's degree in human nutrition, and you're a credentialed nutritionist as well. So how did you, I guess the easiest thing, because Strauss has such a long history, when and where and how did you become affiliated with Strauss Naturals?
Well, when I was doing hosting and producing Let's Talk Nutrition, by the way, there's a ton of videos on YouTube of that show. My producers put them up there. Strauss Naturals was a sponsor of my show for a long, long time. And that's how I met Wayne Elliott, who has become a friend and colleague. I think the world of Wayne. And that was the connection. And so after COVID ended, the company was sold. And so I hosted and produced the show. Two of my former students owned the show, and they had some vitamin stores throughout the U.S., or especially in Tampa Bay. And so they decided to sell the business, and the show was sold. But my relationship with Strauss has been long. And I have to tell you, when I was doing my show all those many years, I had hundreds, if not thousands, of different guests on there and scores and scores of sponsors. Strauss Naturals, and I'm just telling your audience straight up, 100% full stop, is one of the best dietary supplement companies around in the U.S. or Canada. Many companies masquerade as a supplement company, but they're really marketing companies. That's what they are. Strauss Naturals is a company devoted to the consumer. It's reflected in their values, their corporate values. It's reflected in their 100% guarantee. Very few companies do that, 100%, no questions asked guarantee on the products. That speaks volumes to me. And I get approached all the time to represent different companies, and I walk away. I just don't feel comfortable. With Strauss, 100%. I think it's a terrific company. They make products that really work. They've been around for decades. They have integrity. So that's why I'm on here as, you know, their nutrition advisor, and I'm proud to do it, and I'm proud to be on the show representing them.
Well, that's good. Now, they're 10% off this week at the Power Mall, and not only that, but now, as an added bonus, we're giving you a free book with every order called Beating Heart Disease. Dr. Garko, you've obviously seen what's in this book. Can you elaborate? I want to get people excited about the book, because you get a free book now when you order a Strauss product.
Yeah. In fact, I had the author on my show, Diamond Fernandez, a couple of weeks ago. I do a show on the Truth Be Told Network. That's a different outfit. But he was on that show, and I interviewed him for an hour. And in that book, he talks about the five powerful pillars to prevent and reverse heart disease. And, you know, there, when you look at that, you distill it down, it really distills down to diet and lifestyle. Yes, genetics plays a big part in cardiovascular health and coronary artery disease specifically. But most of the variants for the disease process, its pathogenic process, is accounted for by your diet and lifestyle. And in this book, Mr. Fernandez walks over all of that territory and reviews it and talks about it in a very simple way for people. I highly recommend the book. Here's the thing about heart disease. As a species, we are prone to suffer from heart disease. When you look at the remains of Egyptian kings, when they looked at the remains, for example, of that body they found in the Alps, they call him Utsi, the Iceman, who was preserved in ice for thousands of years. When they did the sort of quote-unquote autopsy on him, he had coronary artery disease. So we have a history of suffering from this disease. It's a weak spot. And it's ironic because the heart has to work so hard. And, you know, once your cardiovascular health goes sideways, now you are in a lot of trouble, because if another system starts to fail, you know, you coupled with a weak cardiovascular system or heart disease, you are in really dire straits, because the cardiovascular system is providing oxygen and nutrients to every cell, tissue, organ of the body. So in a real sense, your cardiovascular system is unifying. It's the connection, and it connects all the other systems of the body together. So that's why, and it's preventable, but people just, it's difficult. Even in my nutrition practice, get people to try to do the right dietary and lifestyle things. It's very difficult to get them to do it. One simple thing you can do, I always tell my clients, if you can't manage stress, you're not, your diet is, you know, a dumpster fire. You don't exercise. You smoke. You drink too much alcohol. The one thing, to change all that takes time. The one thing you can do right now, and everybody should be doing, even if you don't even have heart disease, is take the heart drops, because they will support your cardiovascular system in the present and going forward. So, you know, I say that with a lot of passion, and I really mean it. I think everybody needs to be on a heart drops, given our propensity for heart disease, given its prevalence as the number one killer here and around the world. We all need to be on that product, and it's easy to take, and it's effective. It works. It's got decades of, you know, evidence to support my claims for that product.
Yeah, it's amazing. And see, the thing is, when people start seeing results and they start feeling better, there's nothing that the FTC and the FDA can do about it, because people are convinced. A lot of people, it's all about seeing is believing, not believing is seeing. And see, a lot of people shop at the Power Mall because they believe something is going to work, and then they get good results out of it, which that helps too. Your mindset has a lot to do with it. Of course, that's why you have, as you just said, Dr. Garko, a lot of issues trying to convince people to do the right thing. So, and you've written a number of articles out there as well, but I wanted to focus, since this is Heart Health Month. See, I know about atherosclerosis and arteriosclerosis. Sclerosis is basically hardening of the arteries, is it not? The blocking?
Yeah. Yes. Atherosclerosis is the clogging of the arteries with fatty deposits. And it's the cause of one-third of the deaths worldwide due to cardiovascular disease. Hmm. There are many known risk factors for atherosclerosis. High blood pressure, your blood cholesterol, sedentary lifestyle, your age, which is a unmodifiable risk factor, and I said hypertension, obesity, no pun intended, is a big deal, and it's contributing to atherosclerosis, smoking, stress. You can see so many variables in play here to make those arteries become diseased. And what's interesting about atherosclerosis, not so interesting, I guess, maybe from a medical point of view, is that the process is sort of silent, and the arteries are being damaged and being clogged with plaque, and it takes sometimes decades for that to happen, and then one day, boom, goes the dynamite. You have a coronary or a stroke due to the atherosclerosis, and that's why you need to go to the doctor, get your blood lipid panels checked, make sure that you're, you know, trying to do the right things and listening to the kinds of advice that credible sources give you about diet and lifestyle and how to conduct your everyday life in a way where you don't put yourself at risk for this disease.
Yes, I mean, you've written articles on coronary artery disease. So, you know, folks, we have the authority right here. So if you have questions, the number is 844-769-2944. Eric in Missouri always has a health question, which nothing wrong with that. Eric, what's your question for Dr. Garko?
Yeah, I'm talking a recent trouble with heart disease. This Anthony Chafee and this Zoe Harcombe from Scotland, they're saying that when they started pushing these seed oils and then they started saying how bad beef and red meat was for you is when heart disease started coming along. Now, does your diet address like a low-carb, no-sugar type thing and maybe more fatty meat? Or how? What do you mean by diet in your book or the book you promote?
Okay. Well, what I promote is a heart-healthy diet, and you can check my work. I'm an evidence-based, science-based nutritionist. I don't just come on and spout opinions. There's a diet called the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. That, even though it's focused on hypertension, generally speaking, it's an all-around healthy diet and will support your cardiovascular system and all the systems of the body. And then there's another diet. When I use the word diet, I'm not talking about weight loss diet. The Mediterranean diet. Go to PubMed.gov. Type in Mediterranean diet, cardiovascular, type in coronary artery disease or heart disease. You'll be there all day, the next day, and the following day trying to get through the literature. It is one of the most studied, tested, effective ways to eat, not only for cardiovascular health, but for your overall health. Mediterranean diet. Go on PubMed.gov, go on the internet, go on that Google machine, and just type Mediterranean diet in there, and you'll be there all day. Like I said, you'll be there probably a week. There's thousands of studies on that diet. That is a diet I recommend. It works. I eat it. I was raised on that diet. My family were immigrants from Europe, and that's what was made in the house, and that's what I've been eating my whole life.
So, I mean, we could go on
like that.
Go ahead, Eric.
Would work good if you lived in Europe where the olive oil was fresh, but by the time it gets over here, I don't know that it might even be rancid by the time we get it.
You can bet the olive oil products as well. You make a good point. Oils are susceptible to oxidation, and you're right about that. So is, you know, fish oil, olive oil, canola oil, you name it. There are some very good olive oil products out there. You can go on the internet, you can get the brand and, you know, start to vet them. Usually the upper grade olive oils, they're usually a little bit more expensive. Like there's a product called, I don't even know that company, I don't represent them. I think it's California olive oil, something or other. Great product. The olive oil is fresh, it's good. And with olive oil, you know, you can cook with it. You can put it on your food. You can do a lot of things with it. But with any oils, I would caution the audience, whether it's olive oil or whatever it might be, when you start to cook at high temperatures and get that olive oil or any other oil smoking, you don't want to do that. You now have oxidized that oil, and you're really putting razor blades into your bloodstream when you consume it. It will tear up your arteries left and right. So I'm a fan of olive oil, the Mediterranean diet. And by the way, I know there's, I'm a big fan of a whole food plant-based diet. Now, I'm not saying you need to be a vegan or vegetarian, but what we know from the cultures around the world that we're more plant-based, that people tend to live longer, have less chronic disease, and have better quality of life. Red meat and all these luncheon meats, for me, is a no-no. High in saturated fat, high in cholesterol. It is a big red meat is a huge risk factor for coronary artery disease, especially if you're eating it 3 and 4 times a week, and especially if you're grilling it, which then even you create heterocyclic amines, which makes it even worse. So meat once in a while, red meat, maybe once a month for me, maybe. But I, you know, stick with chicken, stick with fish. You know, the white meat and so on. But my diet is primarily plant-based, whole food plant-based. That's the way to go.
Okay, Eric, I appreciate your call. Now, here's the thing, Dr. Garko, you're scaring everybody away from their barbecue grill now. I'm kind of like, I love grilling out. The thing is I like grilling chicken. Chicken is easy to grill. I like doing the thighs better than I do the breast. But, you know, there's even issues now with the chicken that's got a lot of us upset, and that's the hormones and all the other garbage that they're putting into it. And so a lot of people actually are raising their own chickens and have their own greenhouses, and this is what we've been promoting on the show. Would that fit in with the mindset of the Mediterranean diet?
In a sense, it would. Here's the thing about grilling. When you cook at high temperatures, especially on the grill, and you create that, you know, that black crust on there, and people eat that, I mean, that is toxic. It's toxic. It's oxidized. And what happens, too, when you're cooking these muscle meats, you know, with high in protein at high temperatures, you're denaturing the protein. And you're linking proteins with sugars, and, you know, these really, really do a lot of damage to the cardiovascular system. That's the danger of grilling, because it's at a high temperature, and you're creating that black crust on it, and people like to eat that. And I'm just telling you that is so lethal and dangerous. to do. I wouldn't recommend it. Honestly, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Well, we'll move on because, you know, I don't want to, you know, get away from the fact that we have Strauss Heart Drops on sale at the Power Mall. And Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. They come in regular and cinnamon. I have a bottle of the original flavor here in the small bottle. They're in two different sizes, 3.4 and 7.6 ounces, or 7.6, the fluid ounce. And, of course, now the Strauss Heart Drops has specific it's formulated to combat a lot of this stuff that we've been talking about here as far as coronary artery disease. Can you elaborate a little bit on that from your medical perspective?
The truth be told, you know, you have to be careful what you can say. You know, the FDA, the FTC, and Health Canada forbid making medical claims. Here's what I recommend the audience do. I can generally tell you that the heart drops support the cardiovascular system. When you look at the ingredients in the heart drops, especially the aged garlic extract, there are, again, hundreds, if not thousands of studies on aged garlic extract. Go to PubMed.gov, type in aged garlic extract, coronary artery disease, heart health, and you, again, will find study after study after study showing that aged garlic extract can help in the, in the prevention of coronary artery disease. Now, I can't come on the air and say the heart drops are going to do that. Health Canada doesn't permit us to do that. That's a health claim. It's a medical claim. What I am permitted to say is that it supports the cardiovascular system. Understand that the heart is only as big as a fist. Each day, on average, it's going to expand and contract about 100,000 times and pump about 2,000 gallons or 7.5 liters of blood throughout your vast circulatory system, which, by the way, is about 60,000 miles or more than twice around the Earth. So the heart is constantly having to work. If you don't support it with the proper nutrients, it's going to wear out. It's going to get diseased based on a bad diet, an unhealthy lifestyle. And it is vulnerable to disease. As strong as it is, the arteries are vulnerable to disease. So the heart drops will serve as an herbal insurance policy for your cardiovascular system. And that's why I urge the people to take it.
Right. Now, we have to also reiterate here that the information that we provide in the show, as well as on the sites, the Power Hour and thepowermall.com, is for informational purposes only, is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional. However, you know, that being said, everybody that has taken Strauss Heart Drops, I've not had one negative comment other than the fact that sometimes it's an acquired taste, which is why we have the cinnamon version of that out as well. And there's more, because see what Strauss did, and I'll let Dr. Garko elaborate on that, is all the other formulas that they've done with cardio, bladder, kidney, prostate, and now we have the new Woman's Wonder Drops. And the thing is that all of these natural herbal supplements, basically is what they are, for women especially that have dysmenorrhea issues. Can you elaborate a little bit on what people should anticipate when they order the Woman's Wonder Drops?
I wrote it. If you go to StraussNaturals.com, and there's a link there that says Ask Dr. Garko. And when you click on that link, you can ask me questions and make comments. If you scroll down, I've written a number of articles. In fact, I wrote one entitled Dysmenorrhea, Life-Altering Menstrual Cramping and Pain. I would even recommend the heart drops for women who are in menopause. I do that with all of my clients who are in menopause. But the Wonder Drops are just phenomenal. In the article, I explain what dysmenorrhea is, what primary dysmenorrhea is. I talk about the pathophysiological process of dysmenorrhea and so on. I won't get into all the details here. But that article is really super. Dysmenorrhea is underestimated, underreported, and highly prevalent gynecological condition of painful menstrual cramps, and it's the leading cause of gynecological morbidity among women. The pain is debilitating, and it's the hallmark of dysmenorrhea. And the product is designed, and I can tell you what my clients are telling me. I have, like, right now, a half a dozen women who are either perimenopausal, menopausal, or postmenopausal. But the ones who are menopausal and are having and perimenopausal, and those who are not experiencing a lot of menstrual cramping and pain, they tell me that the Wonder Drops have been a wonder for them and is working. So I'm reporting what my clinical experiences and what my clients are telling me. I worked it into my practice, and thank goodness, because it's really difficult to treat this issue without medications and to use these wonderful botanical compounds to do it. I'm a fan of the Women's Wonder Drops. It's made my clinical practice a lot easier, especially for even with menopausal women who have all of the signs and symptoms of menopause, you know, night sweats, weight gain, you know, all of the mood swings that goes on and on. The product seems to help even moderate some of these classic symptoms of menopause. So, again, it's all guaranteed, 100% guaranteed, money back, no questions asked. Visit StraussNatural.com. Please take advantage of that link, Ask Dr. Garko. I get about a dozen hits a day. I answer every single one in depth, and I've helped a lot of people that way, and I'm happy to do it.
Right. Now, you even talk about overactive bladder syndrome, and that's another article you have posted here, and that's why we have the Strauss bladder formula as well. We've had a few people call, and they are concerned because of the fact they're getting up multiple times during the night to evacuate, and this seems to be a real issue. Can you elaborate a little bit on the formula and what kind of results you've heard from people?
Yeah, so for men and women, there can be different issues as to why they're getting up. Men, they probably have benign prostate hyperplasia, and that prostate is probably as big as a regulation NBA basketball, and it's causing them all kinds of problems. And then again, you can have issues with your bladder and your kidneys, and that can cause, and women in menopause, by the way, experience this as well. And this product will help moderate the medicinal ingredients, the birch, the bilberry, the juniper, the saw palmetto, and all many other elements in it will help moderate and help calm that whole thing down a little bit, and maybe you'll do a lot better.
Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Michael Garko. We are at the break. Thank you so much for joining us. Steve Gorham joins us after the break. Stay with us.
Years, the Paramol has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, we're back in the Power Hour with Dave Krieger. Pleasant Tuesday morning to you. Hopefully you're going to stay with us here for this last segment here with Steve Gorham. He is the author of a book called Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. Most of America is realizing this because they're not buying electric cars. In fact, people I know that have owned them or have even owned a hybrid are trading it back in and getting a gas-powered vehicle. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Great to join you.
So now this is something that, you know, you've been studying this stuff for a long time. And, you know, to put this thing together, you have a video out, Central England Temperatures and CO2 Emissions, which I caught. And see, the thing is, these climate change people, John Kerry and all these other people that went to Davos and allegedly left their carbon footprint everywhere. I mean, this whole thing is a fallacy, isn't it?
Well, it is remarkable. I call it a modern superstition, really. We have probably the majority of the people in the world believe that humans are causing dangerous climate change. But the world's climate and temperatures are dominated by natural factors. And you mentioned the Davos meeting. We also had a meeting in Dubai, the COP 28, when we had 80,000 people there flying in on jets, literally the biggest carbon dioxide emitting event on the planet Earth in a year at the climate conference. So the irony is huge for this whole thing.
It is. Now, for folks, for those of you who don't know Steve Gorham, he's the executive director of the Climate Science Coalition of America, and he's the author of 4 books on energy, climate change, and sustainable development with over 100,000 copies in print. How long did it take you? This came out August 1st, and now we're having you on the show. I feel like I'm playing second fiddle here to somebody, you know, that's written a book that we needed to know about before August 1. You know, the thing is, now you've been on a mission and you've been on radio shows all over the place. But, you know, I mean, the delay of getting this information out is, I mean, 100,000 people bought the copy, right?
Well, actually, that's all of my books. Not so many on this one yet, but we'll see. But it did reach a number one bestseller in energy policy on Amazon the last couple times last month. Bounces up and down. But, you know, this is going on and on. I predicted a breakdown over the next couple decades, but we're actually seeing some early signs. The world is pushing for this net zero agenda, at least the wealthy nations of the world, the United States, Europe, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and some others. They want to get rid of all coal, oil, and natural gas, substitute wind, solar, and biofuels. But we see that this is crashing in a lot of ways. We see a lot of companies pulling out of offshore wind on the East Coast. The electric vehicle industry has hit a speed bump, as you say. And there's just a lot of things now where people are realizing this raises costs. And in any case, it's not going to do anything for the temperature of the planet.
And I just I got to wonder where these people came up with this cockamamie idea that all of what we've been discussing or are going to be discussing in this particular segment, where they get these ideas that this is hurting our environment. We have the resources to sustain for hundreds of years, yet they want to go and put up wind towers that are killing the environment. They're killing the ecology. They're killing whales, these wind generators. They're littering the landscape. In the wintertime, they freeze up and don't function. The solar panels, you know, as an individual looking into this thing with the risk of EMP and everything else, and then you got Gavin Newsom out there that wants to just ban everything and go to total electric. I mean, the man doesn't have a brain in his head when it comes to the environment. The people he's getting his information from don't have a clue, and he's going to literally drain that state dry and bankrupt it trying to enforce these policies. You were elaborating earlier on the financial aspect of this. Yeah. If they keep this up, what's it going to do to the rest of us?
Well, the drive for net zero is going to have four big impacts, and one of those is rising electricity, rising energy prices. And California is the prime case. California has passed up all the New England states to be number two behind Hawaii in the nation, and they're talking about 30% increases on top of that. And a big part of this is because they're trying to push wind, solar, and biofuels. They also have their own, they have issues with gasoline prices as well. They have their own special.
We're losing you here for some strange reason. We always get a little technical thing when we're getting into the good stuff. That's one of the reasons why. Don't you just love today's technology, folks? Here's the situation. We have the hydrocarbon revolution. And the thing is that, you know, renewable energy is one thing. And I guess, you know, I have to look at the fact that there are companies out there right now that are trying to compete in the marketplace, and they have home energy units, which I think, you know, when we're talking about renewable energy, I think everybody would like to be free of the electric company and free of the electric grid. We have a lot of people out there with the off-grid mindset. And I'm just wondering, because they have a new battery out that's not like what's in Tesla's. This is a lithium ion phosphate battery. And there's two or three different companies out there that have this kind of a battery that actually is a little bit more productive than others. Yeah, have you had a chance to study these things?
I have not looked much at lithium ion phosphate, no. We'll just have to see. There are improvements that are being made in the batteries all the time, so I think electric vehicles are going to penetrate world markets. The problem is that we're not quite there yet. There are a rising number of issues with electrics. They just got a big black eye in Chicago because of the cold weather. The latest joke in Chicago is that 90% of all electric vehicles are still on the road, but 10% have made it home. I mean, they had long lines of people trying to charge cars and pushing Teslas around the charging stations. Big issues. Insurance is another problem. Insurance for an electric vehicle is about 70% more expensive than a gasoline car. And we just had Hertz that has announced they're selling back a third of their 100,000 EVs they ordered from Tesla. And they claim it's because of costs, because of accident issues. But there's another issue, too. A lot of people just don't want to rent an EV. They don't want to mess with it. And there are an endless number of stories of people that got them when they weren't charged, or they want to take they've rented an EV to go a long distance and they can't get there. And so, you know, they're going to continue to grow. But this idea that we ought to push everybody to get an EV to stop the oceans from rising, that's what's really crazy.
It is. And I'm looking at the fact that, you know, I mean, what is the ocean rising? Not even an inch. And I'm just like, okay, come on. If the world, and people have been talking about polar shift and stuff like that, have you been studying all of that as well in relation to what the climate change fanatics are all saying? We have some people out there that are saying, you know, when the Earth's rotating, I mean, this is all just part of nature, isn't it?
Well, the Earth's climate is dominated by natural factors, effects from the solar system, as you say, the axis of the Earth, the oceans, the land, the atmosphere. There are many, many things that affect the climate beyond just carbon dioxide. We've had only 1 degree Celsius of temperature rise in 140 years, very, very small. And geologists will tell you that we've had many times in the last 10,000 years when it's been naturally warmer than today. Today's temperatures are not abnormally warm, despite what you read in the press, which is incorrect. An example is the Rhone Glacier in Switzerland, a big glacier in central Switzerland, a wall-to-wall ice between mountains. Rhone River flows out of it into France, down in the Mediterranean. That glacier has been receding for more than a century, but every time it pulls back, they find things like wagon wheels under it and horse bridles and wood that's 4,000 years old. And many scientists have pointed out that for most of the last 10,000 years, there has been no ice in that valley. So we're not in abnormally warm periods, and climate is dominated by natural factors, not man-made emissions.
So the thing is that, and this is the, it's kind of weird to even bring this up when we're looking at point A to point B. They're saying global warming, but we're not seeing any evidence of that. We're seeing more ice age type related stuff. We just went through a major cold snap and a polar vortex in America. That doesn't sound like global warming to me. And we got Teslas parked on the side of the road and we're buried in snow. And we don't even know what kind of snow this is. I mean, the government has been catering to this problem. And of course, a lot of our listeners are quick to blame HAARP and some of these other programs that the United States government is messing with, seeding the clouds and whatnot. They're actually doing more harm than good, aren't they?
Well, yeah, cloud seeding, I think it can work locally in some cases. If you don't have clouds, so you're not going to get any rain in any case. But as you say, climatism, the fear of man-made global warming, has been an excuse for everything. It's been an excuse for illegal immigration, people coming from South America, for forest fires in California, in Hawaii, all these things that people are complaining about. We have counties and cities and we have the snow industry in Colorado that are suing the oil companies. I mean, they've been suing them for the last 5 years. The crazy thing, though, is that North American snow extent has actually been increasing for the last 40 years in the winter and the fall. It's been declining in the spring. Your listeners can go to a place called Rutgers Global Snow Lab and see the data. Even though it's been a little bit warmer, we've had more snowfall, probably because we get evaporation from the oceans that falls as snow in the winter. So these things and these claims are typically wrong when you actually look at the data. If you read a article on climate, it's probably got a whole lot of things in it that are not correct.
Well, the thing that bothers me is what the Biden administration's been doing, attacking like gas stoves and air conditioners and all this other garbage. I mean, this really is uncalled for. This stuff is not harming the environment. And, you know, they're saying your gas stove is, increasing cases of asthma in young children. I'm like, where are they getting this stuff?
Well, if you look at these articles, they're usually not written by the health industry. They're written by the climate industry, these articles on health. And the interesting thing is that cases of asthma have been declining over the last 30 or 40 years, while natural gas usage in appliances has been rising for the same period. So you got to kind of scratch your head. I think people, if people have carbon monoxide detectors in their homes, They should be satisfied that their gas stoves are not causing health problems. The real issue, the real driver, is people want to get rid of them because they think they can stop the climate from warming if they do so, which is just crazy. But gas is more expensive typically, and not going to do anything to affect global temperatures in any case.
Yeah, well, I love my gas stove, so and I use propane. I don't use natural gas, but a lot of people I know do.
And yeah, actually, propane and natural gas, I ask audiences when I speak, I say, what energy has done the most to reduce pollution globally over the last 50 years? And the answer is natural gas and propane. We are shipping most of our propane, the majority overseas right now to places like China and India. In India, Prime Minister Modi is distributing canisters of liquid propane gas to millions of families so they don't have to cook with dung and charcoal and wood. And we're cleaning up the air in India. So it really is a positive thing for pollution. The environmentalists have it exactly wrong in trying to ban it.
I had a feeling of that. And see, now what Biden has done because of this conflict at our southern border is he's banned Texas from exporting propane. So, I mean, they're actually contributing. Now we're looking at this whole thing as it unfolds. And because of what Biden did, he's actually counterproductive in what you just said.
Yeah, it is. And he's just come up with he's blocked construction of new liquid propane gas. I'm sorry, liquefied natural gas terminals. That was just announced last week. And, we actually kept the lights on last year in Europe by shipping a liquefied natural gas because of the cutoff they had with Russia. And so, just another thing that is not good policy, not good for people. And again, he's done this so the environmentalists get off his back a little bit, but just not going to have any effect, except that it's another impediment to industry.
Well, I also think they're trying to bankrupt America, too, if you want to look at the bigger picture. I mean, people can only afford so much, and then they've got to start looking at their budgets and going, okay, we need some options here, which is one of the reasons why the solar panel industry and these home units are becoming increasingly popular, because people want to get off grid by any means possible. And there's so many different ways. I mean, we get callers that have inundated the show with various ways of sustainable energy, producing your own hydroelectric, all of this stuff. I mean, everybody's coming up with creative energy, even burning water or whatever, you know, water pressure and whatnot. I'm wondering, we're about 30 years behind. I've been saying this on the show. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but it just seems like in technology, we're about 30 years behind the curve when it comes to developing renewable energy. Is that a fair statement, or am I just way off?
I don't really see what you're getting at there.
As far as our technological advances, Steve, I just think that we're not ready to sit there and spring this kind of garbage on the American people. I mean, the technology isn't there. It's not developed.
And it's really a physics thing as well. The biggest problem with wind, well, there are many big problems, but the intermittency is the big issue. And if you have intermittent power, and you may have wind that doesn't blow for a week, you may have solar that doesn't shine for a week. You have to back these up with traditional systems. You have to keep those coal and natural gas systems running as a backup, and therefore you're increasing the cost of everything that you're doing. Another issue is that wind and solar use vast amounts of land, roughly 100 times the land to produce the same electricity of a nuclear plant, a natural gas, or a coal plant. And then you need transmission lines out to remote areas as well. There are just many, many problems with wind and solar where they just don't match up. Nevertheless, they're being pushed by state governments all over the country. And actually, our grid margin is declining. That's another issue with the green breakdown that's coming. We're having more and more outages. The number of outages has roughly doubled in the last 10 years for the average electricity user. And the more wind and solar we add, the more we're going to have problems with the reliability of our power grid.
Well, the grid, we've had multiple subjects on this show about that, too, because our grid is so weak. And not only that, but it's vulnerable, because now we're finding out all these HV transformers that we have here that are made in China have back doors on them that can be shut off and put us all in the dark ages. So this is one of the reasons why people are so concerned. And this is all part of the green breakdown, too, is that, you know, because of the grid's vulnerability at this point in time, did that have anything to do with the impact when you wrote your book?
Not too much. I was mainly looking at intermittency. But we have some big areas that are going to be problem areas. Texas, by the way, didn't have any. They had blackouts in February of 2021. 200 to 700 million people. 200 to 700 people died. Forget the million. Yeah. During that blackout, which is more than a major hurricane. And they haven't had one since, but they had 11 low electricity or low capacity alerts this last year. They said to people, don't wash clothes, don't put on your air conditioners, don't plug in your EVs. That's not the way our system should run. And they really need to build up reliable sources again and reduce the amount of wind and solar they have.
So without actually doing a spoiler alert on your book, you know, which is titled Green Breakdown, why is it going to fail? What have they done to cause their own demise?
Yeah, it's this push for intermittence, and it's going to cause higher electricity prices like in California. It's going to cause power failures. New England is another target for that, Texas, California. There's going to be less freedom because everybody wants to push you to get an electric car and get rid of your gasoline car. Get an electric stove, get rid of your gas appliances. And then we're going to have these transnational energy shocks like Europe went through in the last 2 years. Because, you know, when you have a real hot period, you have a real cold period, you have an embargo or a war, you can't turn up the wind and solar. There's just no way to do that. You need reliable, dispatchable electric power sources. So people are going to demand a return to low-cost, abundant energy like we've had in the past. And that's part of what's going to occur over the next decade or so.
So do you see more people that are fighting back, pushing back on all this stuff, diversifying in the way they use energy and consume energy?
We do see some of that. I mean, there's examples. California decided they were going to shut down their last nuclear power plant, the Diablo Canyon. They decided that was a bad idea. We've seen all these pullouts of offshore wind off the coast of New England. It's just too expensive. And I think the electric car speed bump here is another issue. There's a bunch of people that are now looking to go back to the regular cars. Hertz is getting rid of some of their EVs. So you can only push the economics and physics so far before it demands something that's sensible.
So what can we do to shut off the World Economic Forum and all these climate change activists at COP28 that all insist that we're killing ourselves with the climate because we're, you know, the biggest polluters? I mean, how are we going to change that mindset? What do we need to do as far as politically and economically to stop this nonsense?
Well, you need a new administration here in the U.S., but we're seeing some of this. We're seeing some of this in Europe, by the way. The conservatives are winning in Italy and Netherlands and Germany. And pushing back in other locations now, and Europe is stepping back from this green agenda. People don't want to switch to heat pumps. It's just very, very expensive. They don't want to. It costs £5,000 to insure an EV in the United Kingdom right now. People don't want to be forced to do that. In the U.S., what people can do is push back against that solar installation in your area or that wind installation. And challenge your political leaders. Why do you want to raise our energy prices? We need to get back to something that's sensible.
Well, see, a lot of us, too, because of the emergency issues and knowing the vulnerability of our power grid, have gone out and invested in solar energy generators. Yeah. And I'm looking at the home unit right now. There's two or three companies that I'm evaluating their product, and some of them are just damned expensive. And there's others that are fairly reasonably priced that the average person, if they wanted to invest in something like this, with solar panels and batteries being what they are, is it a good investment now or do people wait? Should we wait?
Well, it might be. Now, the solar panel industry is getting kind of a black eye because there's salesmen out there that are telling things that are false.
Yeah.
Some people are being urged to actually tape record their conversations with their solar salesperson because they end up finding that it isn't what they expected. So, and also we have places like California that are now cutting subsidies They're cutting the amount that you're paid for delivering solar electricity into the grid, which is making it less affordable. So people should be a little bit careful on that and use their common sense.
Makes sense. Well, I appreciate that, Steve Gorham. The book is Green Breakdown, The Coming Renewable Energy Failure. Obviously, if something's not working, folks, Steve's on it. He's got the book. You need to get it, and you can get it right through the Power Hour and the Power Mall website. The Power Hour has the link. Go to the author section, click on that. It'll take you right where you can buy the book. Steve, you need to read them, and thanks so much for taking the time to put this thing together. We appreciate all the work you've done.
Thank you, David.
Take care. Godspeed. There you have it, folks. We're done for today. Engaging conversation about what's going on at the southern border. We're going to continue this with Daniel Miller tomorrow from Texas. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.